agenda.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, September 13th, 2018. We're gathered in the BCC Conference Room. It is 9 a.m. for the County Administration Workshop. Today with us is Commissioner Hare and Commissioner DeYoung. Commissioner Morgan is out this morning.
And I'm only here till about 9:40.
Right, so we'll just march right on through this as quickly as possible, because I know you have to get on, you have things to do today. Item 1-1 is order number 2018-062 in the matter of designating county-owned real property as county forests, public parks, and recreational areas. And with us this morning, we have Helen Lulich is here.
Hello,
Helen
Lulich.
I'm going to get it. We got 2.5 more years to get that figured out. No big deal.
Something to do.
Something to do.
Yep.
We have 5 properties that we're designating, and
when do we make the determination about which one they're going to? We've got a standing formula that is 20 acres or more. Those are considered for the forestry program. Less than 20 acres is the parks designation. So I think there's 1 forestry or 2. Really, JJ?
There are. I thought that was me.
That is not what I thought you were. Okay. Anyway, you can make that determination. I don't think that the board
right
has
now,
talked about changing that formula.
Right now, we've just put them out there, and we're going through the process.
Okay.
At some point, we do need to make that designation.
Great.
Okay.
That's fine.
So that would be the first 2 board orders, actually, is the designation and then the alienation, so that we can then go on to the 3rd board order, which would be the sale.
Okay. So any other questions on that?
No, item 1 and 2 are pretty, they're similar. The alienation is the one that I would say is a administrative element, and the designation is a consent calendar. The reason is that the alienation is the point of conveyance or changing. It's what we're looking to try to do with it. It's the decision to dispose of it. Once that decision to alienate it has been done, the designation is more of a internal element of a consent calendar. It's not changing the policy, but it is when you're deciding to alienate them, in my opinion.
So to be clear, alienation needs to go before the board next Wednesday. Designation does not.
Right.
Okay.
I need to read item number 2 because we just kind of skipped over it. We're on to item number 2, order number 2018-063 in the matter of alienation, sale, conveyance, or exchange of county-owned real property designated as forest, public parks, and recreational areas. So we're going to move both 1 and 2 to the WBS?
That's fine. Okay. 2 is a administrative element and 1 would be a consent calendar. And I think Helene can speak to both if that be okay.
Okay.
Yep.
On to item number 3, any more on 2 and 1 or 2?
No.
Okay. Item number 3, order number 2018-064, the matter of authorization of sale of county real property by sheriff's sale.
You have the list of the properties that we are proposing to sell at the auction. And at this point, we need this one that I gave you this morning. It's underneath your computer.
I have one under here.
Yeah, that's the newest, latest,
this
greatest.
This is the latest and greatest, okay.
This is the exhibit that would be, that is ready to go, that we'll notice based on this information.
Okay.
That'll go in the newspaper and all of the various places that we need to put it to get the word out.
And when is our auction?
October 24th is the date we are aiming for.
Great, sounds good. Let's move forward.
Any questions? Let's just go ahead and move that forward. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll talk about all 3 of those at next Wednesday's weekly business session.
Okay, yes. That'll work good.
I think that's all I've got.
Moving on to item 2, department business.
I'll call you later. I have some
2A is community development. Rotary, I-2A-1 is Rotary/Balloon Fest economic development request. Julie Spelter can't be with us to give a presentation on that, but maybe perhaps
I'm here to do that as liaison. I've mentioned.
You want to do that?
Yeah, I talked to Caleb LaPlante, also not able to be here this morning, who's the applicant. He had a his real job responsibility this morning. So I just wanted to, we've talked about this as a board before. I think that the Balloon Fest has come a long way and is really turning into a major tourist draw for the area. And I think that supporting this from a standpoint of wanting to increase the publication or the ability to the exposure to the region for people to come and take a look at this over the couple of days that it goes on is really what I would suggest is money well spent. So I know that Julie has got some concerns over setting a precedent, does not do traded sector jobs and limited I'm not exactly sure what she's got written here. She's expressed her concerns and I see that, but what are the other options that are coming before the board for, you know, the tourism element is bigger than just the people who come here for that particular event. It's the exposure to the area to draw in good people to come and tour the viticulture industry and every other element that is, from my standpoint, whenever you bring somebody from an outside area from a tourism and you're not just you or I going to go to the Oregon Caves or something like that, that is a traded sector dollar coming in here. And there are industries that are set up that are based on those kinds of tourism to happen. And so,
well, it's opportunity also for people to come here and say, gee, I fell in love with the place and I'm moving back. I'm going to move my business. I've got some friends of mine from down in California. They lived in Riverside almost all their whole life. And they sold their company to their nephew. And the nephew has expressed to me that he would like to move the whole operation here.
Yeah.
He says, first off, it's logistically in the middle of, you know, he says, I do a tremendous amount of business out of Washington and Monroe and Spokane and whatnot. He says, I'm traveling all the way from L.A. to do that when I could be living in, basically, and they're up and down I-5 all the time. And he says, I could be living in Grants Pass, Oregon, living the dream and still cut back on my overhead of travel. So there's a lot here, and it's just because people stop here. And this Balloon Fest, I think, is an attraction. It's also one other thing that Grants Pass does, and Josephine County does, that other surrounding communities don't. And I think we're really big on that.
And they won't if we get a foothold.
Exactly.
As the established Balloon Festival area. They're not going to be able to, you know, nobody else is doing another kite festival, so
no.
To speak. It's the Brookings area. I guess Florence does a kite festival too, but they're far enough apart. It's just one of those things I think we need to get out in front of and support. So we haven't done that yet. I don't think we set a precedent because the board has changed enough hands that every way changes. You know, I try really hard to be consistent here with stuff because there has been so much change. Nothing has stayed the same.
Right.
And a certain element of that I think goes a long way for the community and understanding and expecting. So.
Well, I value Julie's opinion on it, so it's certainly something to take into consideration, but I don't know if this particular thing falls into that.
Okay.
So you're okay with moving that to the weekly business session also?
Sure.
Okay. B is juvenile justice. Jim Goodwin is victims, and B1 is Victims of Crime Act, criminal fine account, CFA, non-competitive grant award. Mr. Goodwin is not here this morning, so let's just look this up and see what it says. It looks like the CAC has not had an outside forensic interviewer for the last, let's see, that the forensic interviewer? 26.
Six years and relied on detectives from the Oregon State Police and Grants Pass Public Safety to conduct their own interviews here at the center.
Right.
In an average year, there are approximately 200 interviews conducted at the center. Currently, the detectives conducting the interviews must also respond to the investigate all major crimes, and child interviews cannot always be completed in a timely manner. The quality of the forensic interview is also compromised because the skills required for effective interviewing must be practiced on a regular basis. Sounds like 200 interviews would give somebody practice. BOCA funds provide will provide 75% of the FTE forensic interviewer, conduct consistently high-quality child forensic interviews in a timely manner to assist law enforcement, district attorney's office in the investigation of criminal child abuse cases, DHS, child welfare, and dependency cases. The addition of an on-site interviewer will allow more flexibility and convenient scheduling for residents in our outer communities. I just wonder, if is this a 0.75 position, or are we looking to shore up the difference of the VOCA grant?
Yeah, we have.
It's $80,000.
Right.
Is the,
and there's a $20,000 match, but we do have VOCA money coming into the DA's office also, currently under our current budget, and we've had VOCA money coming in for years and years.
Or?
Well, the question of whether it's a 0.75 FTE or not, I don't have the answer to that. So I do know that this will supplement existing grant dollars for an existing program.
Well, I think it's smart to bring this in-house.
Yeah.
You know, rather than wait. I think this is an area that, you know, when you need a, what do you call it, forensic?
Well, they have to provide it anyway. I mean, this is part of that program that juvenile justice has to provide those kinds of services on behalf of the children, and so the fact that they can get additional funding for that, I think, is a positive.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, let's get clarity on that. Commissioner Morgan's the liaison, and she might have that, but she's not here this morning.
Right.
So.
Well, I think if we're going to move this to the WBS, I think we ought to have Jim Goodwin come over and do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. We got to have somebody in the room talking about it. I'm not opposed to it, even if we have to shore up the difference. If there's 25% that needs to come, we allocated $100,000 last week to the CASA program, and there's still $43,000 under that $1 million cap of Forest Reserve appropriations. If somehow it needs to be included from a juvenile justice or shelter standpoint, I think that there's money there, but not a whole lot left. So it's going to be appropriated here real soon.
So we just have to start watching it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Okay, item C is human resources. J.J. Schofield to give presentation. C1 is juvenile justice school outreach officer.
All right. Good morning, commissioners. So I have two positions for you today. The first of the is the juvenile justice school outreach officer. So this was funded by the SRS allocation as a way to have prevention folks working with kids in the schools that are not yet in the juvenile probation program but are tracking that way. So it's a way to prevent them from ever getting into the system. So this will be a position. It's been approved budgetarily, but they just need to have the job description approved in order to move forward with the hiring process.
I think we appropriated this in that discussion of SRS, but if I'm wrong, it's possible. But I thought we had marijuana funds.
Marijuana.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But the umbrella.
It was under the umbrella of the SRS appropriation, but
okay.
It's not from those funds specifically. There's the 17%, the local 3%,
okay.
And that revenue from marijuana. Because it makes sense to put those two together,
yeah.
But just for clarification.
Yeah.
You know, Commissioner Morgan's the one who really needs to review that job description, I'm sure, with the manager, but I'm okay if she's okay with it.
Yeah.
If that's been done, then it's fine, and we'll move it forward, or approve it here today, it's fine.
And it doesn't have to be today. I mean, it could be as typical on the consent calendar for next Wednesday, is fine.
That's fine. Before now and then, let's just cross that.
Right.
Yeah,
it's fairly simple. It's a one pager. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then the other job description is the position you all were just talking about, the child forensic interview specialist.
Is that a full-time position listed there?
Well, it doesn't list whether it's full-time. It's just the job description. So whether it's full-time or three-quarter would be the same job description.
Well, then let's keep it three-quarter. Sorry, but I'm frugal.
Yeah.
We can get it done for
yeah.
Same outcomes for this.
Yeah.
Three-quarters of the price.
Three-quarters
yeah.
of the price.
Done. Sold.
Not a bad deal. Bargain. Market
yep.
a bargain.
Sounds
okay.
Great.
Yeah. So those are just the two things that are pretty
okay.
Cool. Any other questions for C?
Yeah, I had, Human Resources is here. I need updates. And when we look to hire somebody, I want an update before the end of the week. I want to know where things are going, and I'm not hearing that. And so I want to make sure that that's consistent with the board's understanding, whether there's the liaison working on it, which is totally appropriate. But that person doesn't work for the liaison. They don't work for HR. They work for the board.
Yes.
So that PIO thing has not been revisited in a public fashion of declaring, you know, this person. I called.
Yeah.
And he's starting, but, you know, I don't know what the salary package look like. I don't know what the final negotiations. And the same thing, I hope you're assisting in the emergency services assistant position negotiations for that person coming on board. So those are two things that I'd like, just to make sure that we are having regular updates about how that
sure.
progress is going and doing it so that the full board
yeah, we've
knows.
Got it. We've also got the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of balls in the air right now, and I think an update would be just perfectly appropriate. Every Friday or something, just hammer out something so you know where we know where we're standing.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, I think the admin.
Because you and I have had conversations about the fairgrounds, and mm-hmm. we're on board as to the schedule and how it's going to work out, but nobody else is.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a really good chance I'm not here on Friday. So it's fine because you guys are going to be dealing with the fair anyway.
We've got enough cooks in the kitchen for those interviews.
Sure. Would you like an update right now on the pending positions, or do you want that just as a scheduled?
Scheduled would be like at an admin. You know,
okay.
If we have positions in flux in the queue,
yeah.
that those be included as a standard element of, especially when you're here, it just makes sense. Commissioner Morgan's not here, and I think I'm dialed in on the PIO because I had to call.
Yeah.
That's my point. Just making sure that you're part of those negotiations with the assistant emergency services manager and keeping those things moving forward. That brings up another point. The other one I wanted to do is that in conversation yesterday, whenever we were doing the interviews for the assistant services manager, a focal point of the program that may not be accomplished based on the staffing decision that was arrived at yesterday was the outreach element. And so looking to integrate that with a particular applicant as a part-time thing, I want to brainstorm around that. And I promised the board that I would bring a fiscal proposal. Commissioner Morgan is in charge of really what the scope of that job duties would be. But working with you and Arthur on saying, what is that delta for a part-time element of the outreach coordinator for emergency services? Making sure that we're getting the gospel spread throughout the community about you guys need to be prepared, because you relying on the government for anything is maybe
it's
not
sketchy.
Your best.
That's sketchy.
That's not
at
your best.
Best
foot forward.
Yeah.
It might be that we have resources to help you out, but there's a really good chance that we have virtually nothing for you. And so I want to prepare for the worst, hope for the best. And part of that, there was 400 people that came to River Valley, and that was probably 3 or 4 years ago that I hosted. I was just the moderator and organizer for 12 different presentations. That should be a regular thing that we do, and that's what I would like to see this person's job description be, is that outreach person to the community for training and so looking for that to fill it in and how we can work that into the other applicant that wasn't selected. So
sure,
let's set that up for next week and we'll put some numbers down and make it happen.
You betcha.
Great. Thank you for what you do, JJ.
You betcha. No problem. Thank you.
Pop the rudder. Okay, so we're on to item number 3, finance report for Arthur O'Hare. Business update.
See, I can move along when
we're going to get, yeah, you can when you want to.
Yes.
Me too. You notice how quiet I've been.
Well, let's see if we can spice things up a bit here.
Well, we're calling on the wrong person.
Oh,
for that.
Accounting. Cutting
edge. Exciting.
Is John McCaffrey coming with you?
Yeah, just to make it.
Excuse me, when did you have my Tums over there?
So fee changes. Well, I sent out a email yesterday to all the department managers, budget contacts about updating your fees, and the idea is to get the process started now so that fee changes will be effective January 1st. So that then, of course, that can be worked into any budgetary impact in this coming year, in the 1920. The reason I bring it up today is that I've noticed, I've had some conversations with like legal counsel and others, that we really don't have a central one page, here's all the fees for the entire county. It sometimes they exist on the individual department web pages, sometimes they don't. I'm wondering if the board would be interested in me pulling those together. At least a good start would be as part of this fee package of saying, not just changes, but if you've got some changes, I want to see the changes plus all your fees. Let's pull them in, make them part of the entire package so that we have a location or at least a benchmark. You know, that as of this date, these are all the fees that are associated with this department, this program. Doesn't have to be part of the fee changes because we're not really changing all the fees.
Yeah, I don't want those together. But yeah. You doing a comprehensive collection of fees, that sounds fine.
And pull them together under one, yeah.
What I don't want to see is the sale of capital assets, an ice cream bar, firewood permit.
Right.
That is not a fee. That is a cost of that.
Business
thing.
A resale.
A fee,
yes.
Is reflective of a service in my mind. We had those on last time, and I should have. I think we did. We stopped. We don't do that. I don't want to prove how much we're charging in January.
We had that one time
that
goes up. Selmac or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
That
Indian
ice cream bar was $1.79, and it cost us $1.78.
We don't.
I think part that was
point.
Part of that.
That's
overall
cost of goods.
Cost and rental agreements, that's not a fee. I mean, so we try to focus in on, like you said, providing a service, the fee for providing a service.
Yes.
But if the board is interested in that, I think it would be a good thing to have that. There is no one place right now where all the fees put together. The last one I saw was in 2010 when we had a public information request. Rosemary pulled together, and it was a compilation from here, there, and everywhere, different formats, different styles, different.
So you're going to send them the sheet that you want them to populate with their.
I would like to get something consistent so that we can say these are the fees that are charged by Josephine County.
But that there's a template that they all are reflected.
A template, yeah, which I just happened to have one that looked nice that I thought would work. So, okay, very good. I'll pursue that.
While we're talking about the fees,
yeah.
I have a strategy, a vision, and an objective of reducing the fees in building and safety. The reason building and safety's fees are typically set on a formula by the state, and I don't want it confused. If we did something with building and safety fees, there's the construction excise tax that the majority of the board endorsed to move forward and collect on behalf of the school district. They people need to understand that is not our fee, and so if you reduced one, I don't want it seemingly that we're reducing or subsidizing the other, but I think using economic development funds and getting a proposal from Julie to say development permits or things that are business related that we would subsidize those with economic development fees and reduce them by 50% or something like that. I think that would be advantageous and a good use of those funds. In 8 years, I'm not really sure what we've been doing with them. It's $8,000 for the Balloon Festival. Where's the bang for the buck? It'd be something tangible if you reduced all of our in-house business-related fees by 50%, or they were free. And you come to a business in Josephine County, no permit fees for business-related enterprises. I don't know, something along those lines.
Well, I know, you know, on the city side, you have system development charges, and when we reduced those for a time period or eliminated them. Transportation was a big one, and parks was the next step. And we took a 6 month and said, there aren't any more. We're just gonna wipe them out for 6 months. And boy, the development, I can't name on two hands.
Exactly.
All the things that came to town, one was Winco, the Spark, Starbucks, Panda Express, another credit union, so on and so forth. Things just popped up like crazy. We extended it for 6 months. That brought in Red Robin.
Yeah.
And that whole thing is getting ready to break right open out there, because Greg Huber said he's got some of those lots sold out there. So that's, those are all good, positive things.
I'd like to do it for a number of years. One of the challenges that I heard with the city's plan was that there were people who paid full fees and SDCs mm-hmm. the year before.
Right.
And then you seemingly subsidized their competition coming in the next following year. But if everybody gets, if there's a consistent, we're going to do this for
time, yeah.
a couple of years type
yeah.
of deal. Apologize for those people who already did it. But going forward, we're going to do this. So if you want to reinvest your revenues into some other kind of enterprise, you can do it right here in Joseph County, and this time it won't cost you half as much or all. Be interesting to see what is the revenue generated from business-related planning permits and saying, so we generate $100,000 in that, but we can knock off 50% of that. Or
I would like to see a graduate thing instead of just say, well, eliminate them, you know, step down. So, you know, we got, you know, for year 18, 19, we're going to reduce our planning fees by 32% or something of that sort.
Sure.
Pick up a number that shows
you
put some thought into
Arthur,
it.
Arthur, Julie, and I can work together a plan
yeah,
to incorporate that.
I think that is, but you know, on the, we got pushback from the staff over there. So you are taking away our money when you do that. And I said, you don't have that money until the project moves forward.
It's never theirs.
That's never your money anyway. I said, but you,
that's
you know, they pushed home a large box store. They pushed them clear to the limit, and they were pushed them to the point where they're pushing them out of Josephine County. And then they said, well, and I said, all of these things that you've tacked onto that project, you will get none of these done. And that'll be an empty lot full of weeds for eternity, because you turn away somebody of that caliber, that word spreads in their circles. Don't go to Grants Pass in Josephine County because they don't like business.
Or don't go to Medford, go to Central Point, because they'll give you the permit.
Well,
and
it's business for them. I mean, you know, when you're talking
yeah.
a contractor on a home, you give him a pretty good discount. And he says, you know what, that's all of your appliance. He goes to the homeowner, he said, I can buy all of your appliances and supply those just because I got a discount on a building permit. Well, that's how they look at it. And that'd be the difference between a roof. One got a 20-year roof and a 50-year roof. It's really hard to say. You put those into dollars and cents into actual hard assets, and it's pretty important.
Great.
But I'd like yeah, to step
nice.
It down, because just
yeah.
to avoid what you're saying, well, gee, I paid full bore last year, and now it just went away. Why didn't I wait? Why didn't you tell me that you know, I know how mad housewives get when my wife goes and buys something, and then it's on sale. And you'll find that a lot of stores say, you find this on sale in the next 30 days, and we'll honor that.
Yeah.
We'll give you a credit on that item. So that's to combat that.
So. Maybe give them a gift basket or something. So I just wanted to... I also wanted to mention that Fleet is getting two new vehicles for public health. So you may have heard that public health was needing vehicles. The Fleet is moving forward with getting those two new vehicles, and they're doing it under their new program, their new arrangement of doing a flat monthly cost for the depreciation.
Good.
And then there is a mileage fee for the O&M, for the oil changes and tires and all the maintenance and upkeep stuff. It'll still be a very minimal charge. Overall, it's much better, really, than what I've seen out in the commercial realm for a monthly rental fee. So
it helps public health out, but it
yes.
still answers our deferred, our
yes.
our maintenance for replacement?
Correct.
It goes in.
Correct, for both. We're basically doing a flat charge based on the amortization of the vehicle over a five-year life. But when I talked with them, I recommended, and I think they've followed through on this, they're going to do a 20% surcharge to try to build the capitalization fund back into Fleet. Fleet has been depressed as far as the funding available to capitalize new purchases. So I think they needed a little bit extra, not just the replacement, but a little bit extra in order to build the fund back up to where they can capitalize. So we may, as we go through, find where we need to do an inter-fund loan to the fleet in order to capitalize the additional purchases. But we'll deal with that when we get there.
But that'll go away over the long haul.
Correct, it'll go away over the long haul. Yes.
Will it or will it not?
Yes, it will.
I know, but I really, we have to pick one and stick to it. And I don't know that we're going with a hodgepodge because the sheriff's buying his, like outright.
The sheriff is a unique situation because it was a large purchase and a major expansion of the sheriff's program.
Yeah.
Existing programs with existing needs that we're going through in the standard approach.
Why can't we leave it up to the program? Parks wants to go buy a truck, but they haven't amortized the replacement of that truck. It's a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
They can just write a check for it. Here's the money for the truck, and here's the 10 cents a mile that it costs to drive it and maintain it.
They have,
and then at the end of the day, if there's residual value, Parks gets that residual value, and they can reinvest that in the purchase of a new vehicle. Or if they don't need any more vehicle, that purpose is gone, they just keep that money. I don't know.
And we've done that. We have done that. We are doing that, I guess I should say.
That's what I would like to see, is that there's the option. Because I know that there is programs that are like, it's outrageous. I end up spending $100,000 on a car that I don't know that it really would have been that much.
We've changed the program approach in the fleet based on the recommendations of the Public Works assessment that gone through. And so where you have programs like Public Health that really don't have the funds to purchase their own, this gives them a very economical way to get their new vehicles and the vehicles that they need. If there are programs that have enough to pay for their own, that's another option. They can do that.
Okay, good. As long as there's both and they're not pushed into something.
Okay.
So that was that. And then the other thing, just I am hoping and planning and hoping to take a vacation at the end of November, beginning of December. So a 2-week piece right after the Thanksgiving holiday and first week of December, heading back east to visit with the kids and stuff. So that should be well beyond all the auditing and the auditors having finished their work. That should be some of the quietest times that we have, hopefully.
That November week is one of our most quiet times, so that's a good time to go.
So, alrighty, that is what I brought.
We are going to need to bring before the board an agreement, a grant agreement for CASA, and we'll be working on that and outlining specifically what the board would like to see those resources obviously spent in Josephine County to increase the coverage. If we need 70 CASAs right now and we have 35, they need to be working on that delta. I don't know if you've ever been in court where there's a situation with a juvenile and, you know, they're in DHS custody, they've had 4 different people, homes that they've lived in, 2 different DHS workers, a different public defender or DA, but usually there's just that one CASA that's started and ended the cycle, and some of them go 9, 10, 12 years with that same kid, and that's the only consistent person in their whole life, you know, other than maybe a sibling that they don't get to see anymore because they've been separated. I don't know. It's just really, that program is doesn't get all the notoriety that I think it should. But there's plenty of people out there, if they just knew that that was a program they could be involved in, they'd eat it up like candy. So that's, recruiting is what, San called me last week and she was pretty excited to hear that we had supported them the way that, because that has been a program that boards in the past have not championed to the degree I think we should. So we'll be anxious to, Sam wants to sit down next week and put together a proposal and work on it. So
good.
At the end of your report, sir?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Before we're moving on to other business, any other matters?
No.
We'll move on to item 5. Just to let you know, I signed a purchase order for the speed trailer.
Great.
the new speed trailer, and it should be, I don't know exactly when that was supposed to be delivered, but speed trailer. Anyway, we took care of that, and that's coming up. At some point in time, I do want to approach the board. I'll talk to Larry Graves. We met with the Siskiyou Smoke Jumpers out there, and they're supposed to get back with us on a proposal on what they want to do with the house and how they want to repurpose it and so on and so forth. I wanted to just bring it to the board so the board's aware of what their wishes are, and then we can say yes or no, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Yeah.
But I want a complete presentation to the board so that we're all aware of who's going to do what.
Yeah.
And the main thing that we didn't talk about when we had our meeting out in the Illinois Valley Airport was timeline. And I'm going to demand a timeline. This isn't going to be something that's going to drag on for 7 or 8 years, and then all of a sudden, the people that were started in with all the enthusiasm and excitement are long gone and retired, and you know, because some of them are getting a little long in the tooth. And then all of a sudden, the other people, I don't know what they're going to do with this thing. Tear it down. So there's got to be a time frame on there that I think needs to be pretty brought into the plan too. So I'll line that up, and we'll get it set up for
that. Sounds great.
The discussion. Anything else?
No.
With that, we are adjourned at 9:36. Thank you.
Thank you.